Welcome to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast, where you get great advice on how to stay ahead of your competition here in these fantasy basketball streets. Now, the dopest analyst in fantasy basketball, Waiver Wire Queen.
Good afternoon, all my fantasy basketball fans out there. Welcome to The Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm Waiver Wire Queen. Today, I want to talk about three games that should pique your interest, week 16 in fantasy basketball. And if you just enjoy watching the NBA, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you enjoy watching and listening to the podcast, check us out on Spotify, Apple, Google. We are out here everywhere in these fantasy basketball streets. Also, check out the video we released on Saturday on some great players you should consider adding week 16 in fantasy basketball. Let's talk about some of these games I'm excited to watch this week. I always watch my Chicago Bulls, but there are some other games for various reasons I'm watching this week. First game, Grizzlies at the Philadelphia 76ers. That is a game that will be on tonight. The Grizzlies are a surprise to most in the Western Conference. Not to me, because when you have a talent like Ja, you got a chance. He's taking the next step this year, and he is one of the top young guards in the NBA. He's very exciting to watch. That is one of the main reasons I am looking forward to watching this game tonight. Simply because I'm waiting to see him dunk on somebody or do something flashy tonight. And it should be a really good game, because Philadelphia is a good team as well in the Eastern Conference. And this should test the Philadelphia 76ers just to kind of see where they're at, playing one of the best teams in the Western Conference as well as in the NBA. Let's dive a little bit and look at some of what the Grizzlies have been doing this season. Currently, they are third in the Western Conference. Surprise? Not to me, because you see they did make the postseason. And so they're continuing to build and move forward in this new era. Obviously, the move on from Conley was the right decision, and taking Ja in the draft was the right move. They are 35-17. Very good team, I'm telling you. Very exciting. When you have a young, dynamic point guard, you got some serious talent going on. They just really built that team very well, and they are very competitive. Currently, they are 6th in points per game with 111.9 points per game. They are sixth in the NBA points per game, averaging 111.9 points per game, first in rebounds per game, 9th in assists per game, 15th in opponents points per game with 108.5. So they're still outscoring their opponents. I feel like they can kind of improve on defense, because when you're scoring 111 and your opponents are scoring 108, that means you're still kind of giving up a little bit more points than what you should be. And you got to also realize they are a young team, but they will definitely improve on that. Let's talk about Ja, definitely an all-star. And again, one of the young, dynamic guards in the NBA, definitely taking the next step this year in the NBA as well as fantasy-wise. He's averaging 25.9 points per game, shooting over 48% from the field, 6.1 rebounds per game, 7 assists, and 1.3 steals. That is amazing. I had the honor, I'll say, of drafting him in one of my fantasy leagues, and he has been a pleasant surprise. I expected him to take the next step, but he has taken quite a few more steps to average over 25 points per game, over 6 rebounds, and over 7 assists is really good. And he's shooting a really good percentage from the field, so he's efficient. And then when you think about from a fantasy standpoint, he's averaging on a nightly basis between 44 and 45 fantasy points. So he is definitely one of the top fantasy players in the league. He's taking that next step. He's definitely in the top 20. I want to throw him in the top 10, although he kind of slid a little bit, and that was due to missing some time with injuries. But nonetheless, you can draft him with confidence. He is definitely a player that you should be checking for, just if you are a fan of the NBA or in fantasy. He's definitely a player that I would consider building around in a fantasy basketball dynasty league. Jaren Jackson Jr. is next up. Very young, dynamic forward. He can play defense. That's one of the most important things that he brings to the table. You know, he's dealt with some injuries early on in his career, but he is back and he's finding that consistency. He's going to shoot a solid percentage from the field. He's averaging 16.5 points per game, over 5 rebounds per game. I would love to see the rebounding totals go up a bit. 2.3 blocks per game. That is very, very good. Again, I will stress the defense is what you look for from him. And then when you get him to average 16 points per game, that is also great value, especially from a fantasy standpoint. He's going to get you between 32 to 33 points on a nightly basis in a points-based league. He's a player you can play, whether it's a points-based or a categories-based league, because he is going to be efficient. And again, 2.3 blocks. Not a lot of bigs are able to do that. He's a very young, talented forward, and I'm just glad that he's back and he's healthy. Also, he's averaging a little over 1 steals per game. So with him, you're going to get defense and a solid percentage from the field. However, I would love to see those rebounding totals increase a bit. But this is going to be a good game because Stephen Adams get the guard, Joel Embiid. Let's see how that goes. Stephen Adams, I honestly thought that was a good trade for them. Whether they made the move or not, they still were going to take the next step with Stephen Adams. He's just simply going to get you a lot of rebounds. So he's averaging 6.5 points per game, a little over 9 rebounds per game. That's exactly what you expect from him. And he's going to shoot a high percentage from the field, and he's going to get you at least 24 to 25 fantasy points. So in a points-based league, he'll stay right within that little frame of 24 to 25 points. And then in the categories-based league, he's going to shoot a high percentage from the field, and he will rebound the ball because he's averaging 9. That is what he does. And he's going to catch an alley-oop or two from Ja and dunk on somebody. All right? So, yes, please. Adams, very, very good move for them. And Desmond Bain has taken the next step. He's having a breakout season, averaging 17.7 points per game, 41.9% from threes, which is tremendous, okay? Wasn't expecting that. Wasn't expecting him to be one of those breakout players in fantasy, but he is, because he's averaging between 28, 29 fantasy points on a nightly basis. Didn't expect that. However, if you had a chance to pick him up early on this year off waivers, definitely a player that is going to be consistent and will continue to produce all year long. He kind of fell off a little bit, and that was due to injuries. He's back. He's performing. Very good young player, averaging 4.3 rebounds per game, and he's taking the next step. Also, Dylan Brooks, pleasant surprise last season. He's injured right now. With Dylan Brooks, he's simply going to score the ball. They have a really good, young, exciting team led by one of the most talented guards in the NBA. Let's switch it up to the Philadelphia 76ers, 30-19 in the Eastern Conference. They are currently third, right behind my Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat. I think a lot of teams thought they would fall off a bit, and even fans probably thought they would fall off a bit with the whole Ben Simmons situation. But nonetheless, no, they are staying right there. Doc Rivers, he's a good coach. Even though he hasn't lived up to the expectations in the postseason, he's still a very good coach. And his guys are well coached, and they are still in the mix. You know, at the beginning of the season, early on, they were at the top top three is still in the top, and they are playing very, very well. The East is getting real tight. It's getting real interesting with some of these teams. Currently, they are 21st in points per game, averaging 107.7. That is not great, but you got to realize they're missing Ben Simmons' production. 30th in rebounding, which is bad. And again, I will say that has something to do with Ben Simmons, because you figure your point guard is averaging 7-8 rebounds per game. He's pretty much averaging almost a triple double on the season, and you don't have those stats because, you know, he is out. They are 20th in assists, and again, I say that has something to do with Ben Simmons. And opponent's points per game, 105.3, which is really not bad considering today's NBA. It's very high scoring, but nonetheless, they are still right in the mix at the top of the East. Just imagine if Ben was back, you know, if Ben was playing with them, they probably would definitely be in that number one spot, or at least competing with Miami and the Bulls for the number one spot. But top three is still really good. Tyrese Maxey has taken it to the next level. Most of us expected him to take a leap and become a much better player, one of the most improved players in the NBA, and a sleeper going into the season fantasy-wise. And he's averaging over 16.5 points per game, shooting over 46% from the field, which is very good. And he's shooting 40% from three. So he has really developed and playing extremely well. You got to think, he's shooting a higher percentage than Ben Simmons would be from threes. So just imagine if they had both of these guys in the game at times together. 4.6 assists and then 3.5 rebounds. And he's averaging 28 to 29 fantasy points on a nightly basis. Most people did not pick him up off of waivers. You drafted him because the expectations were high, especially knowing that Ben Simmons most likely was not going to play this season. And he's definitely living up to the hype. I wasn't expecting them to sign Andre Drummond. They did. He's averaging 6 points and 8.8 rebounds per game. Drummond, you're specifically looking for him for rebounding from a fantasy standpoint, and he's going to get you 22 to 23 fantasy points on a nightly basis, and he will shoot a high percentage. So he's a player that you still should have on your team in fantasy because, again, alone in a categories-based league, if you're looking for nothing else but the rebounds will be there for him no matter how many minutes he plays. And he's had times this season where he's played a lot of minutes with Embiid in and out of the lineup. Tobias Harris, slightly down season for me, because with Ben out, you figure he's going to take it to the next level, but he's still having a good season statistically. 18.7 points per game, 7.4 rebounds. He's only shooting 33.8% from threes, but he's never been the greatest three-point shooter. And he's averaging between 34, 35 fantasy points on a nightly basis. Again, slightly down for me because the expectations were a bit higher because of Ben being out. And Joel Embiid is just doing what he normally does. 28.9 points per game, 10.7 rebounds, 4.3 assists, 1.5 blocks, even averaging a steal. He's shooting a really good percentage from the field at 49.7%, 36.5 from threes, which is really good. And it's going to get you between 51 to 52 fantasy points on a nightly basis. And some nights it's going to be even more because he's just that talented. He's their guy. That's who they want. This is their franchise player. Of course, they want Ben to stick around, but that's just not going to work. We'd love to see them make a move before the trade deadline so they can just move on and get somebody else and just move forward with the team. Okay. But apparently, Daryl Morey is not interested in doing that. And again, Ben Simmons is out. Just imagine if he was there, you would at least have 14, 7, and 8, and some great defense. Even though Trey played very well this postseason, Ben Simmons made him miss a lot of shots. He wasn't getting a bunch of easy shots on Ben Simmons. So again, that defense is what you're missing from Ben, and the rebounding and the assist as well. And then Seth Curry is doing what he normally does, 15.8 points per game and shooting over 41% from threes. And he's averaging between 25 to 26 fantasy points. So this game should be a very good game. This is a game between two teams that would be in the playoffs. I believe the Grizzlies will win this game because I think overall they have a better team and a better supporting cast. They're not going to be able to guard one of the youngest dynamic guards in the NBA. And then even though Joel Embiid is unguardable, I do think Adams can play some slightly good defense to bother him a little bit, but you still can't stop an unstoppable player. But nonetheless, again, the Grizzlies have the overall better team. So I'm expecting the Grizzlies to win. Jay should get within his point totals of 44 to 45 fantasy points, maybe even more. Embiid as well. These are the top guys, so you're simply not going to be able to stop them. All right, so let me know who y'all think is going to win this game. I got the Grizzlies winning this game, and it's going to be a good game. It's not going to be a blowout. It's going to be a good game. Let's talk about another game coming on tonight, Miami Heat at the Boston Celtics. I'll tell you that Miami is a pleasant surprise for me. Boston has been a huge disappointment, currently ninth in the Eastern Conference. With all of that talent, they should be higher on it. In the conference, but nonetheless, Miami currently is number one. That's right, right above my Chicago Bulls, but we coming for that number one spot. I expected them to be in the mix. They're always in the mix. Spoelstra is an excellent coach, and they've done some great things to keep the team playing competitive, even though they've been dealing with injuries, players in the protocol, so many different factors, but they've identified some other young players who have been able to help keep the team competitive, and that's why they are number one in the Eastern Conference. They're 14th in points per game, averaging 108.9 points per game, 17th in rebounds per game, 6th in assists per game, and they are 4th with opponents' points per game, which is very good at 104.1. That's 4th. That means they have a really good defense. They are very good defense. Defensive-wise, Spoelstra always has been known for teams that play exceptionally well on the defense end. And when you got Bam and then you got Jimmy Buckets, that's right, you got some good defense, okay? So let's talk about the top guys. Bam, he is back, playing well. I have him in a fantasy league, and he is starting to get back to that level. I missed him when he was out. I am so happy he is back because he was one of my building blocks. I got him in the second round. So when you are missing production from a player in the second round, that's a lot of production. I expect his stats to go up a little bit more. So let's talk about Bam's stats. 18 points per game, 9.9 rebounds per game, 1.6 steals, shooting over 51% from the field, and he's averaging between 36 and 37 fantasy points on a nightly basis, which should increase. I expect that to hit 40. So, you know, with Bam, he is a player you can have, whether that's in a head-to-head, any type of points-based league, or in a categories-based league, because what he does, he's going to rebound the ball, he's going to score the ball, he's going to shoot a high percentage from the field. So either format, he is going to produce. Tyler Hero has been balling out his mind. He had a down season last year, came back, definitely should be candidate for most improved player of the year. Some say he should be an all-star. I would prefer Melo Ball over him. We'll have to see what happens there. Although he's playing well, still feel like maybe not quite all-star level yet. But nonetheless, he's averaging 20.5 points per game, a little over 4 rebounds, and he is shooting 39% from threes. I was expecting him to shoot well over 40, but 39 is really good, and he should get you between 30 to 31 fantasy points on a nightly basis. Caleb Martin came over from Charlotte. Very good role player off the bench. You can expect him to score points and play some solid defense. He's averaging 9.3 points per game. So in any DFS, if you're looking for a player to help your team tonight, low salary should get you about 15 to 20 points. Martin can help because the salary is low, especially if you want to load up on your top dogs. Jimmy Gets Buckets. That's right. One of my faves from the Bulls, 21.5 points per game, 6 rebounds, 6.1 assists, 1.9 steals, and he's shooting 48% from the field. It's going to get you between 41 to 42 fantasy points. You know, Jimmy had some issues early on this season, but he's back. He's playing. Jimmy, Butler type basketball. And again, the biggest thing he's going to give is that defense. He's going to leave it all out there for your team. And he's a player you can get, what, in the second round, you most likely drafted him, second or third round, depending on the size of your league. And he produces. So he's back and he's healthy. And that is pretty much all you can ask for. And he's going to play some really good defense on Tatum and Brown. I can see him playing on both of these guys tonight. And he's going to affect some shots, okay? So with Tatum, to me, I look at him as a volume shooter. His shooting percentages are extremely low. And Jimmy is going to make those shots look real bad at times tonight. So expect that. I'm telling you, Miami's going to win this game. I'm going with Miami in this game, just specifically defense. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. Kyle Lowry has been out, not shooting a great percentage from the field, but he's averaging 13.4 points, 8.3 assists, but again, out. Gabe Vincent has stepped in very nicely. He's averaging 9.3 points per game and shooting 39.4% from threes. So if he has to step in there, if Kyle Lowry is unable to go tonight, expect him to get maybe around 15 points per game. Then you got to look at Duncan Robinson, another nice role player for them. He's going to shoot a nice percentage from threes. I'm expecting him to at least hit three. Him and let's just say Tyler Hero going to hit four threes. Duncan going to hit three. Okay, I'm saying it. That's the minimum they're going to do tonight. Okay, so let's see. But with Duncan Robinson, he's going to pretty much be there to score the ball, shoot a nice percentage from the field, mainly three-point specialist, averaging 12 points per game. So your top players to check for is obviously going to be Jimmy Butler and Bam. Those are your guys, and those are the guys that's going to make things go for the Heat tonight. They are at Boston, but best believe the defense – that the Heat bring. They bring that heat on defense, y'all. They play very good defensive-wise. Better, obviously, at home, but they still do play solid defense on the road. So you can expect that intensity. And like I said, again, Tatum doesn't shoot a high percentage from the field. So Jimmy Butler is going to bother him a bit tonight because Jimmy Butler is just an exceptional defensive player. And y'all can see I love me some Jimmy Butler from his Chicago Bulls day. I remember. Y'all, I'm still living that Bulls thing. But let's talk about the Celtics. 26-25, ninth in the Eastern Conference. Again, I feel like this is a down season for them. You have two of the best young two-way players in the league, and they just cannot put it together. I don't know what it is about that team, but it's just missing something. And they keep trying to make all these different moves to identify what they're lacking, but apparently they still haven't figured that out. Let's look at the numbers. So they are 20th in points per game with 107.7, fourth in rebounds, which is really good, 23rd in assist point game, and seventh at opponents points per game, which is very good. So that means they play very good defense. So this is going to be a defensive game. So you may not see the 100-point game because these are two really good defensive teams, so you can expect some defense. Jason Tatum is one of the really good young players in the league. I'm not impressed with his shooting percentages. He's only shooting 42.5% from the field and 32.9% from threes. He has to get that up. I expect him to be better. He should be better. He's got to be better, but he's averaging 25.9 points per game. He's capable of dropping 50, but again, you're going to notice that he's going to shoot a lot of shots and his percentage is not going to be that high. Definitely got to get that field goal percentage around 35, and his three-point percentage should be much better. But nonetheless, he's still one of the young dynamic scorers in the NBA. He averages 8.4 rebounds per game and 3.9 assists, and is going to get between 42 to 43 fantasy points. One of the top players in fantasy. Again, field goal percentages are not that good for me, and I value that, especially when I'm playing in a categories-based league. I am in one, and he's not a player I would take because of that percentage. I would go with Brown because with Brown, I'm still going to get a little more on a defensive side of things, and Brown shoots a better percentage from the field and from three. So let's go right into the Jaylen Brown. He's the two-way player of the two. Averages 24.1 points per game. Shoots 45.3% from the field, 35.9% from threes, 6.8 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 37 to 38 fantasy points. You got to understand with Brown, he's going to play good defense. That's one of the things I love about Brown. Good defense. He's always the considered kind of like the other guy, but I look at him as a main guy as well because he is today's NBA two-way player. You see a lot of these two-way players. He's definitely a two-way player, and he shoots a good percentage from the field. He was starting the season off very well. Then, you know, injuries kind of derailed it a little bit, but he's back playing very well. And then you got the second half of the season, which I expect him to take it to the next level. Obviously, I'm going to see him on Jimmy Butler exclusively tonight because he's the guy who's going to guard the other team's best offensive player because he is the better defender of the two between him and Tatum. Nothing against Tatum because Tatum still, he's a solid player. Robert Williams, breakout season, absolutely. Talked about him early on about his potential in fantasy, and he's getting his opportunity. 9.9 points per game, 9.4 rebounds per game, 2.1 blocks. Very, very good player, and he's shooting 73% from the field. I mean, geesh, what do you expect, right? You can play him in a points-based league and a categories-based league, pretty much a triple-double guy, and he's going to shoot the ball at a high level, and he's going to block some shots. Issue with him, sometimes it's a health thing. But nonetheless, very good young player. And then let's talk about Marcus Smart. He's going to be a clutch guy. He's that clutch guy. He also may see some time on Jimmy Butler as well as Tyler Hero, him and Brown. But with Smart, he's averaging 11 points on the season, 4 rebounds, 5.3 assists, 2.2 steals, 27 to 28 fantasy points. He's your guy who's going to grab that rebound when you need it as a guard. He's going to get in there and play tough defense. He's going to steal the ball. He is an intense player, very good player. And again, he's going to see a lot of Jimmy Butler tonight as well. And if Kyle Lowry plays, he'll see him as well. And then Dennis Schroeder, 15 points. He's the guy who got that great extension offer from the Lakers, declined it, and now he's on a one-year deal with the Celtics for far less. Nonetheless, solid season, 15 points, 4.6 assists, 26 fantasy points. I'm going to say that the Heat is going to win the game. They are the better overall team. They play much better together. They don't, you know, they're not playing this individual basketball, even though, you know, Jimmy, he has his isos. But sometimes it looks like Tatum and Brown are not playing the full team basketball. And you heard that early on this season, and you hope they could turn around and move it up in the Eastern Conference because they have the talent. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do the second half of the season, because right now, to me, it's a disappointment. Ninth in the Eastern Conference is unacceptable for the Celtics considering the talent they have, but they just haven't been able to put it together. Miami's going to win this game. Jimmy is going to have a really good game. And Bam, even though Williams is playing very well, he's not going to be able to stop Bam. Maybe you'll see a little Al Horford on him. We'll have to see. But again, I'm going with the Heat tonight. And let's talk about the Brooklyn Nets against the Phoenix Suns on February 1st. This is the third game this week that I'm really going to be watching. And again, I'll be watching all Chicago Bulls games too, all right? Because that's my team, all right? All right. So with the Nets, they're kind of sliding back in the conference. And some of that is obviously KD is injured. And then Kyrie is on a part-time basis. So you don't have all of your key guys and everyone's in and out of the lineup due to so many different things, injury, protocol, part-time, low management, just different things. And then a lot of their role players are really not that great. Okay, I'm just going to say it. Well, the Nets are 29-20 in the Eastern Conference, currently in sixth place. On a four-game losing streak, 4-6 in the last 10, which is very bad. Again, they haven't been playing that good. I will tell you this. The role players are really not that great. You got Brown, who would be the guy you would just automatically assume would step in for KD and fill that role, but he hasn't played good at all this season. And they're going to have to figure that out. Right now, they're fifth in points per game with 112, 11 rebounds per game. They're ranked eighth assists per game, and they are averaging opponents are averaging 110 points per game against them. They're ranked 19th, which is really bad when you're giving up 110 and you're scoring 112. 19th, that's just right there in the middle of the pack. They're going to have to get better on defense. And again, when you are missing Kevin Durant, 29.3 points per game, 7.4 rebounds, 5.8 assists, over 52% from the field, 47, 48, almost 50 a night. In regards to fantasy points, you're missing your best player. It's going to be hard to compete, whether you have James Harden 100% of the time or Kyrie part-time. Their guy is KD, and they are missing him. Patty Mills has been playing very well. He's shooting 42% from threes, which is good, and he's averaging 13 points. And some nights he has to start. He has to, with Kyrie being out, and playing only on a part-time basis. So Mills is playing very well. But again, with him, all he's going to do is score the ball. He's not going to be able to bring much else to the table. And his scoring is specifically going to come from threes, which he is doing a very good job at. Now, Kyrie, just look at his part-time statistics. 23.4 points per game, over 4 rebounds, over 5 assists, a steal, shooting over 50% from the field, but it's only on a part-time basis. So it's going to be hard to get that chemistry going when you don't have your guys consistently. And with Kyrie, if he was full-time, just imagine what those stats would be. He's going to get you between 37 to 38 fantasy points on a nightly basis. I did recommend drafting him, but I also said be cautious where you draft him. You don't want to draft him too high and then say he doesn't play this year. And I had that same thing with Ben Simmons. But with Ben, I don't know. If the Sixers don't trade Ben, I don't see him playing this year. Hopefully they do trade him. But with Kyrie, you are being rewarded on a part-time basis. So some rewards is better than none, okay? So if you drafted Kyrie at the right spot and you stuck with him, he's helping your team a bit. James Harden is doing James Harden type things, almost averaging between 48, 49 fantasy points on a nightly basis. It's just James Harden. He's damn near averaging a triple-double, which you could expect. He's a top five fantasy player. He's averaging 23 points, 8.1 rebounds, 10 assists, 1.3 steals, a lot of turnovers, okay? 4.8, almost 5 turnovers per game, which is extremely bad. But you don't care because he's still going to get you almost 50 fantasy points on a nightly basis. And some teams, it takes two or three players to get 50 points. So if you get 50 out of one person, you got you a gem. And right now he is the lead guy with KD out. Joe Harris, he's out. He shoots 46% from threes. That's all he's going to give him. He kind of came up small in the postseason. So he's not a player I would draft, but if you are looking for a player with threes, you would be looking at him, but he's out tonight. So not going to have him. And then Nick Claxton averages 9 points, 5.5 rebounds, 1.1 block, and he is shooting 65% from the field. And with him, you got to understand that he is a really good young big, but again, injuries in and out of the lineup is kind of slowing him down this year. I'll tell you this, and I will say it right now, the Suns will win this game. The Suns are a complete team, a really good team, the number one team in the NBA because they have the best record in the NBA. They are number one in the Western Conference, and they're on a 10-game winning streak, which is very impressive. It's not impressive. The Suns is just really good, got there going. They just real good, well-coached team, okay? They are 40-9. That's right, 40-9. Third in points per game, averaging 112.8. Fifth in rebounds, and look at it. They are in the top 10 in all of these stats. Fifth in rebounds, which is really good. Fifth in assists. Sixth in opponents' points per game, 104.9. So they play really good defense. And again, I will say it, the Suns gonna win this game, okay? Because they have all of their guys and they are a complete team and they play more of a team basketball. They have more chemistry going and their role players are better. JaVale McGee, 10 points per game, 7 rebounds, and 65% from the field. And this is your guy coming off the bench. Devin Booker, 25.1 points per game, 5.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and he is shooting 44% from the field. So he'll get you his normal 39 to 40 points. BK is not a great defensive team, so I expect any of your top players, fantasy-wise, like Devin Booker, Paul, they're going to get their points, and you can expect them to have really good games. Chris Paul, 14.7 points, 10 assists, obviously a double-double guy. He's going to have a good game playing defense and steals, 1.9 per game, and he shoots over 48% from the field, which is very good. Chris Paul is still playing at a high level, even though, you know, he's up there in age. Let's face it, Chris Paul is up there in age, but he's still producing, and that's all that matters. As long as you can produce, you can play. And he's one of the reasons why this team is in a position to be a contender in the West. Okay, so come on now. And now let's talk about Ayton. He's out, so, you know, we'll see if he can return tonight. He's averaging 16.8 points per game, 10.6 rebounds, shoots over 63% from the field. That's their guy. But, you know, Biyombo and JaVale McGee obviously are handling that pretty well. And they still going to win this game. I don't care what anybody says. Cam Johnson, very good. Stretch four, much better season this year. He had a breakout year last year, especially even in the postseason. He's averaging 12 points, 4.3 rebounds, and shooting over 43% from threes. This is their guy coming off the bench. Six man off the bench, y'all. Okay. Mikal Bridges. Sixers should have kept him, but they traded him, and he is very good defender. I can see him playing on James Harden a bit. And since we are playing in Phoenix, you're going to expect Kyrie. So I can see him on Kyrie a little bit as well to bother Kyrie too. Mikal's going to score 12 points. He's going to do a little bit of everything and shoot a solid percentage from the field, 37% from threes. And then Jay Crowder is going to do a little bit of that as well, play some solid defense, get you about 9 points, get you about 4 or 5 rebounds per game. So they really have a total team. And again, I expect the Suns to win tonight. So y'all let me know who you think are going to win out of these three games. Also, let me know what games you are watching tonight. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Can't stress that enough. Subscribe to the channel so you can see more great content like this. Also, check out our episode we put out earlier this week, past weekend, great players you should consider adding via the waiver wire going into week 16. And also, we have some other great content we put out that can also help you as you move forward this season in fantasy basketball. Check us out on Spotify, Apple, Google. We are out here in these fantasy basketball streets. Peace.
Thanks for listening to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to The Score for more fun and great advice on how to win at fantasy basketball. And if you've got comments or questions about The Score, send them to waiverwirequeen@gmail.com. The Score.